Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Listening In, starring Rachel Brosnahan, created by Sabrina Jaglom. Hestie, play Listening In.
Playing Listening In, presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey.
Hi.
Morning.
Noah, are you having an affair?
Why would you ask that?
Are you?
No, I'm not.
But I've...
Work has been taking up all of my time, and just because I'm busy doesn't mean I'm cheating on you. All right? I'm late, I gotta run.
Honey.
Hi, Mom. Hello? Oh, you're video chatting me? Hi, guys. Hi, Dad.
You're still in bed?
Getting up now.
It's so nice to see your beautiful face. And look at that view behind you. Pretty ritzy.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
We're still dying for a tour.
I'm not done unpacking. I will next time, okay?
So, what are you doing today?
You know.
See?
What?
We're worried about you.
Your mother is worried about you. I said you're adjusting.
I know things have been tough for a little while, but you're always in the apartment when I call. And Noah's never there. You haven't made any new friends.
I have made friends.
Oh, yeah? Who?
I've gotten to know a lot of people in my building. There's this young mom and her daughter, and my next-door neighbor, Mrs. Greenberg, and I actually met...
A brief convo in a hallway is not a friendship.
Mom...
I just ran into Jenna at the store, and guess what? Her niece lives in New York City, so I gave her your phone number.
I don't need you to set me up on a play date, and I have Susan, remember?
But you're usually such a social butterfly, and...
Yeah, well...
We know you're a big girl, Jules, but we're always going to be your parents. We just want to make sure you're doing okay.
Honey, you know we're here if you ever need to talk, right?
I know.
Good. We'll let you go now, but call anytime, okay?
We love you, honey, more than anything.
Love you both.
Bye now. Love you.
Bye. Deadline for what? What does this mean? What is this stuff? Take a picture. Hestie on.
What can I help you with?
Just play voices.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
You know what I'm asking for.
Go on, I'm listening.
Ugh! Come on.
Try something else.
Play neighbors.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get
that. Damn it! Hestie,
what can I help you with?
God! You know what I mean.
Fine. I'll go get some answers myself. Hello? Elisa? Hello?
Julia, what can I do for you?
I was actually hoping we could talk about Behemoth Oil.
Oh, is something going on? I can call Henry.
No. It's more of a personal matter.
Please, have a seat. Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you. I don't really have many friends in New York yet, but more than that, I know how sensitive everything is at Behemoth right now, so I thought you might be the perfect person to talk to.
I'm happy to help if I can. What is it?
Frankly, Noah's been very stressed, and we've been having some trouble. Because of it. I'm sure you understand it's difficult to leave work at the office.
Yes. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's just that Noah won't let me in. He cares so deeply about impressing Henry and is too prideful to ask for help himself, but I worry about him. You know, I'd love to know better what he's dealing with so I can react accordingly, but he keeps so much to himself.
I see. There's a lot I don't know about Henry's business, and Dreg's Tech is only one small part of it.
Of course.
And he's not always the most receptive when I ask.
I can relate.
Yes. Though I think Noah's a teddy bear compared to Henry.
I can imagine. But I see how much you support him, and I'd love to do the same. So, if you're able to shed any light on the situation, or if anything comes to mind, I would really appreciate it.
I can try to find out if there is anything in particular going on.
Thank you so much. I just want to help. That would be amazing.
You're very sweet.
Anyway, I won't take up any more of your day.
Come by anytime.
Bye, Elisa. Thank you again.
Julia?
Yes?
Excuse me. Susan asked me to keep a lookout. She's in the back room.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you!
Hey.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you look horrible.
Can always count on you to lift my spirits.
Sit. I ordered a bunch of things for the table, but get whatever you want.
I'm sure whatever you picked is more than fine.
So, first things first. The treatment.
Working on it. It'll be done in time. I promise.
Wonderful. Now that that's out of the way, let's get into it. What is this about you leaving? Is everything okay with Noah?
He's having an affair.
Oh, Julia.
Yeah.
I am so, so sorry.
Honestly, things haven't been good for a while. I don't know. I never should have come here.
Hey, there is still a lot of good in New York with or without Noah. If you need help finding a place of your own, I
appreciate it, but I don't think so. Is that okay?
Of course. As long as you keep sending me pages and schedule the occasional trip, we can definitely make it work.
Thank you.
Well, I will miss you. When are you thinking of going?
I'm not sure. You're actually the first person I've told. Noah and I haven't even talked about it yet.
I'm flattered. But don't you think you should hash it out with him before you make any decisions?
Things are really weird right now.
Weird? How so?
This symbol doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
No, should it? Wait, is this the business card you found when we were on the phone?
Yes, and I found another one exactly like it in Noah's desk.
Well, it's very elegant. Sent a lot of energy and money into making it.
Yeah, but why make a card without any info? Just this spear. I think it has to do with Behemoth.
Noah's new company? Behemoth Oil?
Shh.
What?
Something is going on there. I found all these papers, secret reports and stuff. I'm not sure what it is yet, but it looks big.
Really?
It seems like it's something to do with Behemoth Oil absorbing Dreg's tech, but I'm not positive. I know you run in some fancy circles. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't. But honestly, why does it matter if you're leaving?
I don't know, but I think I need to figure it out first. Maybe it's the writer in me, or maybe I'm just paranoid, but there is something there, and I think it all might be related.
Okay. If it's that important to you, I'll see what I can dig up.
Thank you.
Only because I love a mystery.
I owe you big time.
Here you go.
Wow. Good thing I'm starving.
Can I get you anything else?
Julia?
No. Thank you. This is more than enough.
Enjoy.
Always.
What's up?
Don't laugh, but I just want to make sure you're careful who you ask about Behemoth.
Really?
Please.
Okay. If it'll make you feel better, I promise to not go spreading it around town.
Get your hands off me right now.
Julia?
Calm down. Don't talk.
Hello?
Now listen.
Hello?
I'm here. Noah's in a fight across the street.
With who?
This scary guy from our building.
Henry?
No, I don't know his name, but he threatened me a few days ago when he saw me outside his apartment. I went, oh my God.
What?
He just pushed Noah.
What are they fighting about?
I can't hear much under the traffic. One sec. I'm sneaking closer.
Come on. I don't take orders. Now you do. Get your shit together and come with me.
Shit.
What's going on?
I think they saw me.
Come on.
Everything okay?
Back up. I'm coming.
I think so. Looks like they're heading into our apartment building. I'm following them. They're in the elevator. It's going up to the penthouse. Henry's apartment.
I suppose that makes sense.
I gotta run.
Be careful.
Is someone there? Noah? Are you home? Hello? Who's here? It's like a tornado blew through here. Hello?
Maybe Noah was looking for something. Okay. Come on. Come on, come on.
Yes, I heard. Wild, isn't it?
Oh. Please. Please.
No. Explain to me why you're lacking
something. Yes, finally.
You weren't answering your phone. I needed to get your attention.
I had a busy morning. I can't be constantly on call.
That's exactly what you should be.
Listen to me. Just make sure he never lays a hand on me again.
Make sure it's not necessary.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You need to control your wife.
Holy Excuse shit. Me?
Julia's been sticking her nose into the business. She came to talk to Elisa this morning, fishing for information. God knows who else she's spoken to.
I don't think that
you should have seen this coming, but you've been too far up your own ass.
What do you want me to do about it?
Your wife, your problem. But control her, or I will. Understood?
Understood.
I trust you don't need another escort back to the office.
I think I can manage.
Keep an eye on him. You know what to do if he slips up.
You got it, boss.
Holy shit.
I know you're upset,
but... Upset is the understatement of the century. We are running out of time and we haven't heard anything.
Let's pivot. Do this the old-fashioned way.
Look, we don't have time to mess around.
I know that.
This is a race and we can't afford to be the last ones across the finish line.
We won't be.
God, why isn't this working?
I don't know.
And it looked like it's supposed to when you checked?
Yes, I even did a cursory search while I was in the apartment, but I couldn't find anything before she came back from lunch.
It was you.
This is not good.
Let's make a new game plan.
Not now. Look, we need to stay on track here.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I just...
It's okay. So, what's the plan?
You were right. I think it's time we do it the old-fashioned way.
Sorry, can you say that again?
You're an asshole. You were right. Only problem is, she's always fucking home.
She went out today. We wait until she does again.
And if we don't find what we need?
Then we'll have some fun. Use that devilish mind of yours. I'm sure she knows something. If we don't crack Noah, we'll be able to crack her. We'll get it one way or another.
Yeah, fine. Let's have some fun.
All right, then. Let's have some fun.
Listening In stars Rachel Brosnahan as Julia, with Manish Dayal as Noah, Bridget Reagan as Susan, Caroline Aaron as Mrs. Greenberg, David Aaron Baker as Henry, Daniel J. Watts as Shane, Adeline Rudolph as Sienna. Additional performances by Pamela Roylands, Dean Simone, Marissa Yamas, Jessica Van, Devin Hennessy, and Simon Jaglom. Created, written, and directed by Sabrina Jaglom. Executive produced by Rachel Brosnahan, Sabrina Jaglom, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yiling, Marielle Redlin, and Justin Levy. Co-executive producers Michelle Zarati and Russell Kahn. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Sarah Ma. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Beatrice Neronia and Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon, and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampadina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting directors for guest roles, Mayank Butcher. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weisner. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Jillian Evanes, and Cassie Cormier. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Beatrice Noronha. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Devin Hennessy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Celeste Armstrong. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Listening In is a Q Code, Automatic, and Scrap Paper Pictures production.
Listening In is presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey. Progress often starts with a bold first step. Learn how the world's number one Scotch whiskey is celebrating and enabling first strides at johnnywalker.com. Keep walking.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.